This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg. The East Troublesome Fire burning north of Estes Park has forced authorities to evacuate thousands of homes. CPR reporters spoke with evacuees, police officers, and others yesterday.
Our urgency came from seeing the flames up on Table Mountain. That was our big encouragement. And when we started going down the hill and could see the backside of it, it was all by Williams Fork Reservoir, and we could see the flames pretty clearly then.
So many mixed emotions. I've lived in the area for 20 years, so, I have lots of friends that were just concerned about, if made sure they got out safely in their homes. And then in regards to the lodge, it is very a significant part of the community. I mean, every day this summer, someone would come in and say, oh my gosh, my parents got married here 50 years ago, or I worked here in 1975. It was the best summer of my life. I mean, every day we had stories like that. Fortunately, we only had a handful of staff on site that weren't living there, and they all got out safely. So we're just, really pulling for the community right now.
I live in the Glen Haven retreat area, so I'm staying in a hotel right now. It's a little tough with four animals, grabbing whatever equipment and police gear and personal items I needed. I know very little about my home. I haven't seen my home personally since I left. I know this was a very aggressive fire. In the Estes Park, Glen Haven area, there is a lot of law enforcement. It's another challenge for us. It's a very challenging profession as it is. However, we still separate that our job is to protect folks. We're here to serve the public.
There's probably about 100 fire trucks that go down in the morning, 100 fire trucks come up at night, and then they do the night crew. We went down to Sam's last week, bought a whole bunch of cases of water and Gatorade, lots of snacks. We've got fruits, vegetables, carrots. They don't really like the carrots, but, it's been incredible. Like we told them, this is our thanks to you, what you're doing. You're putting your life on the line for us. So it's the least any of us could do.
That was Sam Ordway, Charity Baxter, the general manager of the evacuated Grand Lake Lodge, Estes Park police officer Andrew Johnson, and Nicole Casey. CPR's Haley Sanchez produced that story. And this is CPR News.